Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Joining us right now, former Super Bowl winning head coach, as we talk about a big day in the NFL on Sunday, and that is Coach Brian Billick. Good to talk to you again. Coach, Joe and Evan, how
coach,
you been?
Coach, how are you?
Good afternoon, guys.
You know, let me start with this. Let's talk about your old team who really got whacked last week by Tennessee. I mean, how surprised were you with that outcome?
I think, like everybody, I was very surprised. I think Baltimore was the best team in the entire playoff field, and rightfully so, with the offense, defense, the balance, the kicking game with Justin Tucker. And they were very confident going into the game, not because they didn't respect Tennessee, but of all the other AFC teams, Tennessee had not played them. So they really felt like their unfamiliarity with playing the unique talents of Lamar Jackson was going to be an advantage. What they didn't count on was, likewise, they weren't ready for the physicality and the sheer punch you in the mouth style of play that the Tennessee Titans came in and delivered to them.
In your time coaching Baltimore, I know 2000, obviously, you didn't have a first-round bye. You didn't win the division. You guys go on that great run. You win the Super Bowl. I think you had 1 year where you did have a first-round bye. And I know we debate this every year, because if a team loses after having a bye and they didn't play their players, there's the question of, is there too much rest? As a guy who's experienced both ends as a coach, playing with no bye whatsoever, playing with a bye, how is the best way to handle that when you are going to have that kind of time off?
You know, and Coach Harbaugh afterwards, obviously you're going to face the same thing. And I thought his answer was legitimate. That's unknowable. You really don't. You just got to judge your team. You know, that some teams, a veteran team, really need the rest. This was a very young team. You could make a case to say they maybe needed to play through it a little bit more. But it really is unknowable. You want to get your team rested. Certainly it's been a long season for them. They did have playoff experience. It's not like Lamar Jackson hadn't had playoff experience, even though he's a young quarterback and a young team. So I don't know that it's knowable. I just know that whatever way you did it, if it didn't work, you were wrong.
You know, I look at the team, your Super Bowl team, and I don't want to say Tennessee's defense is anywhere near what your defense was. It's one of the great defenses of all time. But it's a similar type team. I mean, you got a quarterback, and you had a quarterback that was more, to me, a game manager than anything in Dilfer. You had a big running back in Jamal Lewis. He was a big guy that can, you know, run the ball down your throat. So there was some similarities. I mean, your team then was not this high-wire, you know, offensive juggernaut, Coach. Is that fair to say or not?
Yo, absolutely. And yeah, this team is old school. Although I find it interesting. When I always look at the four finalists in the playoffs in the championship game and to look at it and say, okay, what does this tell us about the league? What does this tell us about the directional league or what you need? And with all the passing offense spread out in the college game, we got three of the four teams are pretty much smash-mouth football teams. Certainly Tennessee, the most of them. San Francisco, very physical that way.
Yep.
Green Bay, you could say to a degree, but they're committed to the run as well. So, yeah, I think, yeah, Tennessee is certainly old school in that regard. Big, physical. Derrick Henry's just been spectacular. And I would say that Ryan Tannehill's a little bit more than just the manager. He's been brilliant since he took over the starter. Had he done that all year long, he'd be knee-deep in the MVP conversation.
We're talking to Brian Billick. Yeah, it's just weird that in these two playoff games, they've used him more as a game manager.
Right,
but you're 100% right. If you look at what he did as Tennessee went on their run and made the postseason, he was certainly throwing the football a lot more than 15 times a game, that's for sure.
Yeah, and a lot of people are saying, well, see, Tannehill hadn't done that much in the playoffs. Well, it's because he didn't need to.
Right.
He did exactly what they needed him to do, make the big play down the field, obviously, against Baltimore. What we don't know is, and it may come down to that, against Kansas City, who's the dynamic offense, if you've got to keep up in a little bit more of a track meet, you're probably going to need more from Ryan Tannehill and that brilliant young receiver, A.J. Brown. I think he's probably the offensive rookie of the year. They may need more from him, and I think they're up to it.
Now, Joe and I disagreed on Monday when we talked about this. When Houston jumped out to the big lead, I didn't have a problem getting the 3 points and going up 24-0. But, you know, Joe makes a good case. It's 4th-and-1 from the 13th step on their throats. Where did you stand on that? Because Houston got off to that great start. You knew the Chiefs were going to make a run, obviously, like an NBA game. But what would you have done in a situation like that up 21-0?
Well, it's the same thing. Again, it's a viewed through the prism of if it works, you're right. If it doesn't, you were wrong. You also look at some of the other calls, like the fake punt.
Right.
He's being criticized on both sides, and that, see, you weren't aggressive enough because you now got to know Kansas City's going to come back and score points. But then, well, why'd you do the fake punt? You really had them down. Why did you make the, you know, it, again, it's one of those things where you're never going to be right unless it works. I think he recognized that, look, I don't know that we can score enough points against Kansas City. We got to keep, because these guys are capable of coming back in a way that we've never seen before, which makes the decision late to take the field goal instead of go for it on fourth down a little bit more of a head scratcher, recognizing that, yeah, you can't pass up opportunities to score against Kansas City because they're capable of laying 50 on you, which is exactly what they did.
All right. What about that game, Coach? I mean, again, the contrasting style of what the Titans are going to do to what the Chiefs are going to do. How do you see this playing out?
Well, it's going to be interesting because of that, the very dynamic I was just talking about. You know, that they need to, if they can play their game. When you play great defense and you're going to run the ball, That's a tight margin game, against a wide open offense like that, that's tough. You can do it. So time of possession, you've got to stay committed to the run. You've got to convert on third down. You probably need a couple big plays by Tannehill, because as good as that defense is, you're not gonna stop Kansas City. And clearly, when Kansas City has struggled or lost, and they have beaten Kansas City in even a high scoring game. And it wasn't like they got a lot of turnover. You look at that game, you see the Tennessee wide, 32, something like that.
Well,
they must have got a bunch of turnovers on a short field. Well, no, they didn't. So they've seen that formula, but that's going to be the challenge, because if you don't, all it takes is one or two possessions that you don't maintain control. You don't get a touchdown instead of a field goal, that offense starts to get in gear. And once it gets going, boy, watch out.
It's going to be fascinating to watch. How much more does Ryan Tannehill have to do? Because I made the assumption going into last week, well, obviously, he's got to do more against the Ravens than he did against New England. And he's made big plays, but as we've talked about, they haven't asked him to do all that much. How much more do you think he's going to need to do in this game against the Chiefs?
I think a good deal, and I think they're up to it, because beyond just Derrick Henry and what he was able to do, when you look at what they were able to do in the running game against New England, the number two defense in the league at the time. Baltimore, number three statistically, I thought the best defense in the NFL last year. Those two really good teams. Kansas City's better on defense. We've been talking about that for a while, but they're not at that level. And that back end isn't as good as the two back ends that they just beat in New England and Baltimore. So I think Ryan Tannehill and A.J. Brown, and I think they are going to need to do more to augment that great running game, and I think their matchup with Kansas City is a pretty good one.
Talking to Coach Byron Billick, the coach of the 2000 NFL, Super Bowl champion Ravens. How about the situation with the intangible of Kansas City and the pressure on them? Because I look at this game, Coach, and to me the pressure's on them. I mean, they haven't been to the Super Bowl in 50 years. They came close last year. They didn't get there. They've had a lot of home playoff losses over the years. We all know Andy Reid. He's coached more playoff games than anybody without winning the Super Bowl. So there's that aspect with him as well. How about all of that? Does that mean anything in your mind or not?
You know, it's interesting. I do my radio days on Thursdays and Fridays, and as I go around the country and I'm listening to the questions from people in San Francisco, well, is there a lot of pressure on Kyle Shanahan because the legacy of the 49ers, and it was the third year, mm-hmm. he's got this great team, and then I'll do one in Tennessee. Well, there's a lot of pressure on Vrabel simply because he's got to make this formula work, and it's going. And then what about Matt Liam? I just did one in Green Bay. Well, it's first-year coach. Is he going to feel the pressure? Yeah. Is there pressure on coaches to win? Sure there is. And Andy Reid, that, you know, the legacy of the only thing missing really is that Super Bowl. Whether it's whether he'll admit it or not, is that in his back of Andy's mind? Maybe. Is it his team? No, because this team wasn't there for all that, you know, back into Philadelphia and even in the early years in Kansas City. So I don't know that the players think that way. And Andy certainly is not going to at least admit to it. Maybe you think about it at some point in the quiet of the evening before you go to bed or whatever. Boy, this is really my best chance to make this happen. But I don't know that he dwells on it.
Yeah. I mean, we do. That's the funny part. Like,
yeah, exactly.
Fans
right.
do.
Yeah,
of course.
Do.
Of course.
Yeah. No, you're right about that. This other game is also very, very appealing. It feels as if the 49ers have been sort of disrespected most of this season. Like, I certainly did at the beginning of the year. I didn't think the Niners would come out and be the number one seed in the NFC.
Either. That's for sure.
They came within inches of losing the number one seed in the NFC week 17. And then last week against Minnesota, they completely shut down Dalvin Cook. They run the football incredibly well. This week it was Tevin Coleman who went for over 100 yards and two touchdowns. What's been your feel throughout the year of San Francisco, and how do you feel about them right now?
Well, I think they're deservedly the number one seed in the NFC, and they've earned to be where they're at right now. You know, great defense in the way you should be, you know, inside out, front to back. And that is a legitimate defense. They're, Kyle Shanahan deserves a great deal of credit, his total to the marrow belief in running the ball and being balanced and building a team that can do that. They're the complete team. The matchup with obviously Green Bay, I just did a show in San Francisco, and of course everybody's talking about what does the week 12 game mean when San Francisco blew out Green Bay. And you know, obviously Shanahan's doing a great deal to tamp that down, both to his team, the media, the fans, going, hey, that was a million years ago. You can't draw anything from that. Certainly Green Bay is kind of dismissing that. We're a better team, and they are. They've evolved to a very complete team. They, you know, it's not just an Aaron Rodgers carpet bombing 40-45 throws a game. They're more strategic bombing now of under 30, great on third down, running the ball, committed to that balance, playing better defense. That's the good news for Green Bay. They are a better team than was week 12. The bad news is so is San Francisco, if for no other reason than just healthy on defense. So I think they're going to come in and have a tough time in San Francisco with that front four, which is the best in football, that can stop your run with a standard spacing front, can put pressure on you with just a four-man rush, and that leaves them a lot of latitude on the back end to do a lot of different things in the secondary.
You got a prediction, Coach, for these games?
Well, you know, you got to kind of go with the home teams simply from the standpoint of San Francisco, the balance they have, Green Bay, as good as they are and feeling their oats, so to speak. I think that home field and that good defense, that front seven of San Francisco is going to make it tough on them. And you got to give your credit to Tennessee. Are they capable and have the elements to pull this off? Yes, but I think that offense is just going to be too much to keep up with. And they're going to be able to score just one too many times.
Mm. Tell us what you've been doing with Roman.
Yeah, it's been fun to watch everybody become more and more aware of GetRoman.com. We've talked about it for a long time, guys over 40, and there's a lot of stuff going on. And you need to have it addressed, whether it's ED, hair loss, cold sores, whatever. In the privacy of your home, you got U.S. licensed physician, can counsel you on whatever it is that's going on, and more importantly, access to the correct pharmaceuticals. The number of counterfeit pharmaceuticals out there is stunning. So to have this kind of resource in GetRoman.com, silly not to take advantage of it.
Mm. Coach, we appreciate it.
Always a pleasure, Coach. Enjoy the games.
Sounds good. You too, guys.
Thank you. Coach Brian Billick, former head coach of the Super Bowl champion Baltimore Ravens from the year 2000.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly.